There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Professionals.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
It is coming up to 2 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are at home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. The shock and awe of the injuries to D. Rose and Patrick Kane have been hard to shake off, but the difference between the two comes clear when you look at the injuries themselves. Patrick Kane's broken clavicle, a clear roadmap to recovery.
This is a nice, sort of clean type of injury that we can say, okay, you know what? 8 to 12 weeks, and he's back. And we can count on it.
That's Dr. Sherwin Ho, an orthopedic surgeon from the University of Chicago, talking to Mullion Hanley this morning. On the flip side, though, and considering what we've seen with his recovery from past injuries, the Bulls aren't so certain when Derrick Rose will be back. He is set for surgery tomorrow, and a timetable will be set then. But does that mean that Rose will follow it? The Blackhawks are in Florida. First time they've been on the ice since Patrick Kane went down with the injury. Trade deadline's coming up on Monday. Bulls host KG and the T-Wolves tomorrow night. NFL, a judge has ruled in favor of Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. That pretty much clears the way for reinstatement. Josh McCown is negotiating to sign with the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo News says that should be all wrapped up by Friday. Chiefs are set to release tight end Anthony Fasano. Baseball note, the Brewers and K-Rod doing another agreement. 2-year deal. Terms not disclosed to remain with Milwaukee. The scoreboard update brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery today. And Blackhawks coverage on the Score is being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Your Menards 670 weather forecast, snowing downtown, lake effect snow warning taking place. It should come to an end around 3 o'clock up in Lake County, up north in Illinois. Lake County, Indiana, that doesn't come to an end until 9 o'clock. Another 1 to 3 inches of snow today. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Home Run and Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
Cheer up, sports fan.
Yeah, cheer up.
Here's the deal. The cold truth is this injury to Derrick Rose did not keep the Bulls from winning a title, didn't ruin their title chances. They didn't have any title chances this year. If you're really being honest with yourself, if you really know what you are watching.
If you live in a world where you know there are people that welcome, then maybe you feel that way. But if you're living in this world, you know better.
If you've been around basketball and you've seen a lot of NBA seasons, you knew that this Bulls team wasn't championship timber. You've had enough games. You've had enough of a sample size. You also knew that Rose wasn't very good. So don't worry about it.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Will Carroll, injury expert.
I can't get inside Derrick Rose's head, but this injury has. Whether it's the people around him, whether it's he doesn't trust the doctors, yet again and again he goes back to Dr. Cole. Very, very good, don't get me wrong. But it's clearly not that he doesn't trust the doctor. He's just not listening to them, apparently. He shouldn't have any real physical deficits. I'm not saying he hasn't lost a little bit, but it's clear that that there's some sort of mental block, and you can call that soft if you want. The only real issue I've ever had with him was not coming back once he was medically cleared, because I think that's a very, very slippery slope for a sports organization to allow someone to do that.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the score.
Terry Bores.
I'm hot.
Dan Bernstein.
He's so horny.
That's not a way.
Bores and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 204 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Bores and Bernstein.
If you enjoy information about Blackhawks hockey, you probably follow our next guest on Twitter, at Mark Lazarus, and read what he writes in the Chicago Sun-Times. Mark joins us on the Grossinger-Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And speaking of deals, Mark, the phones right now, I imagine, are busy between Stan Bowman and his counterparts around the league, although those counterparts know that they've got a very desperate Blackhawks GM, don't they?
Well, that's just it. I mean, with all the moves that got done yesterday, the asking prices are getting higher and higher here. The talent pool out there, the market is drying up, and everybody knows that Stan Bowman is up against the wall right now. So if he's going to go out and get an Antoine Vermette or a Curtis Glencross or a Cam Atkinson, he's going to have to probably give up a first-round pick and maybe more than that.
Ouch. Now, I'm told also it isn't just what he's going to get, but there is an active effort to try to involve Patrick Sharp's name in whatever he's doing, because that's a guy they want to move. And teams know it. Teams also are aware of why the Blackhawks want to do that. Certainly one of the major reasons why. And they understand a little too much. And this is a poker game in which Stan doesn't seem to have the advantage. And it might be that he has to swallow hard and give up something he wouldn't otherwise to make a move of subtraction more than addition.
Well, I think ideally what the Blackhawks want to do is they want to solidify what they have now. There's pressure on top from management to press for a championship this year, because they know they're probably not going to, they have to take a step back next year with the cap going to be what it is. They're going to lose some guys, Sharp among them probably. They want to keep what they have now, push for the cup now, and then move the guys in the summer. That's their ideal scenario. I don't know yet that Kane's injury has drastically changed that. I mean, if they're going to punt on this season and get ahead of the game for now for next season, I don't think that's the plan. But you have to weigh all your options, and if that means moving big pieces now because you can, maybe you look into that. But their best-case scenario right now is getting an Antoine Vermette, maybe getting a Jeff Petrie, someone like that, and not having to give up anybody on the active roster. Take advantage of the cap relief they have from the Kane injury, and then worry about next season.
You know, it's interesting because, Mark, we always wonder, things that go on off the ice and then things going on the ice when you play, what's the effect? When you're having things that are going on within the locker room, in the room, as opposed to what goes on the ice. I mean, is there, you've been around it a long time, is there something to that when a team is unhappy or there's something going on in the locker room that makes people kind of unhappy, does that matter on the ice? Does that carry over?
You guys are dealing with a lot of innuendo and
yes, we are.
Here. I'm trying to deal in facts. So
no, yes, but we are.
Okay, an average NHL team, if you have things that are
troubling,
that are making life complicated off the ice, what do you think for an NHL team the effect can be?
You know, I don't think it's as big as people think. I think once you get on the ice, you're trying to win a Stanley Cup, and the chances to do that are so rare that all the other stuff fades into the background. I mean, every team I've ever covered in every sport has had some kind of innuendo, something going on where players don't like each other, this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, look at the Blackhawks last year. There was a lot of speculation about stuff like that last year, and they were one goal away from probably winning the Stanley Cup. I don't think that stuff carries over. I don't think it matters who's on your line, who's going on, any of that stuff. These are all professionals, and they can separate everything else once they get on the ice. I really do believe that.
It's been a difficult year, though, obviously, that you had the death of a well-liked former teammate, Steve Montador, and that comes on the heels of the devastating suicide of Clint Reif, the assistant equipment manager, with whom many of the players were very, very close. And you also have the Corey Crawford issue, where there were some trust questions about your starting goaltender, whom you paid a lot of money, and what kind of behavior and maturity you were getting from him. I just wonder how it adds up, especially for a coach in Joel Quenneville, like you say, would be perfectly happy just tinkering around with lines and worrying about breakouts and power play and all that. But instead, he's got a greater responsibility as a coach to make sure that none of that has that effect.
I think more of that, knowing the way that this team operates, I think more of that falls on the leadership in the room than it does on Joel Quenneville. Mm. I mean, Joel, he's not a completely hands-off guy, but he's not one of those, hey, buddy, let me put my arm around you and talk about what's going on in your life kind of coaches. You know, he's much more old school in that way. I think that falls on the guys like Taves and Seabrook and Kane before he was hurt. He's really been the leader in that room. Even Versteeg, guys like that. I think that stuff, controlling the emotions of what, I mean, this has been, like you said, a very, very difficult season for a lot of these guys, for all of them, but for some of them in particular that were particularly close with some of these guys. And I think that falls more on the leadership of the room, the way this team is operated, is that's more on Taves and Seabrook and the guys who are the emotional heartbeats of this team, I think more so than Joel Quenneville. I think Joel has a sense of what's going on, but he's not that hands-on and that kind of thing.
All right, if they're unable to do anything here, Mark, I mean, is there any danger of this team really taking a tumble before Kane gets back, before we get to the playoffs? I mean, I mean by a tumble, because it's pretty jammed up in there. I don't even know how much of a tumble it would be, but they're in sort of a difficult position here, aren't they? This is not, you're no longer that team with that guy who was tied for the league scoring lead, but you're still pretty good, but a lot of teams are pretty good. I mean, this is, I don't think the next, say, 7 weeks or whatever it is, are going to be very easy for this team no matter what, right? I mean, this is difficult. Everything else on the ice, it's difficult.
You know, everybody kept saying over the last 2 months that they wanted a wake-up call for the Hawks. Well, here's your wake-up call. Let's see a snap out of this now. I mean, there are so many guys that are underachieving on this team right now, and they're still solidly in the playoffs. If Patrick Sharp starts scoring again, if Brian Bickell and Andrew Shaw turn into their little playoff selves and start scoring and producing and hitting again, if all these guys that aren't playing at their where we've seen them play before start playing closer to that, it's going to mitigate a lot of this. Patrick Kane's been carrying this team all season long.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be that way. There is enough talent and depth on this team that they can absorb this for a while, and you know, maybe not in the playoffs. I mean, that'll remain to be seen. But there's no reason this team should fall out of playoff contention by any stretch. They should be the third seed. They could easily be the second seed in the Central Division. There's no reason they shouldn't be playing the Blues in the first round. There are enough guys that are underachieving right now that need to snap out of it, wake up, and start performing again. So I think this is going to be a fascinating stretch run here. I mean, there are so many variables at play here, and guys that aren't playing well that have to start playing well.
Yes.
I think you're going to see this kind of smack this team awake.
With the benefit of hindsight, could this team really use Nick Leddy right now?
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, that's you talk about the problems that they have, and I know that Quenneville just never, it's like he never got in what Tom Thibodeau would call the circle. He was never one of Q's circle guys, but man, a puck-moving defenseman who can single-handedly start a breakout, get you into the neutral zone with speed, get you into the attack zone with speed, the things they just have not been able to do.
No, of course, that's exactly what they need right now. They need more depth on the blue line, guys that are playing well, and they need some speed in the back end, and that's what Nick Leddy brought. They made the decision over the summer. There was no way Nick Leddy or Johnny Oduya was going to be here next year. They made a decision on who's going to get them the best chance of winning a cup this year. They thought it was Oduya. Now, you can argue whether they made the wrong choice or not based on Oduya's play this year, but that was the decision they made with because Joel trusted Oduya, and Oduya had earned that trust, let's be honest. Leddy has proven to be, he can be a top four guy. He's showing that on Long Island. He never got the chance to be a top four guy in Chicago, so we didn't know that at the time. You look at the deal, he's got $5.5 million. He's getting more than Duncan Keith now. Hmm. There was no way he was going to be on the team next year. So Stan Bowman picked one or the other, and he went with the guy that Joel trusts.
When you look at the Western Conference, are there, you know, the teams that some teams are playing great, Nashville's been terrific. Are they that good? Is this a Western Conference that's really as difficult? It always looks difficult, Mark, but then the Hawks somehow managed to be better than any of them. Is it the same case this year? You say the Hawks have underachieved. No doubt that's correct. I mean, is this a tougher West Division or about what you thought it would be?
You know, it's about what I thought it would be. It's a very, very good West. But again, what have the Anaheim Ducks done in the playoffs? What have the St. Louis Blues ever done in the playoffs? What have the Nashville Predators ever done in the playoffs? It's still the Kings. for me, it's always going to be the Kings. You look at how they're playing now. They were like the Hawks. They were coasting along. They weren't playing that well.
Mm-hmm.
They snapped out of it. They've won 8 in a row. They're doing now what the Hawks need to be doing. And those are the only two teams in the NHL that have proven they can do that. They can flip that switch. Right now, you know, you talk about this, the way the playoffs work is you got to get out of the Central Division first.
Yep.
And they're not going to have Patrick Kane probably for those first two rounds if they win that first round.
Yep.
Who are you going to pick? You going to pick the Blues again to beat the Hawks in the first round? When has that ever worked out?
No, I think.
Would you believe in the Nashville Predators? I don't know. I mean, they're a very, very good team. They're absolutely for real, but can they do it in the playoffs? In hockey, playoff experience counts. The Hawks have it, and these teams don't.
Who's in goal tonight?
We won't know for sure for a couple hours, but I'm guessing Darling because they'll want Crawford against Tampa tomorrow.
Okay, because there was something weird that Ed Olczyk said at the beginning of last game that sounded like he knew something about a more extended opportunity for Darling than many people thought. And I know that you had the extended contract for Darling that was announced proudly by the team, and then he's out there and he plays pretty well, and that we know Quenneville loves big goaltending targets.
He loves him some Scott Darling.
Right. No, he does. And that's that's like the prototype of the kind of goaltender that Quenneville likes. And with the issues that Crawford has had, and we know that the team has been frustrated by Crawford's off-ice immaturity, and I'm just wondering if this is sort of a shot across the bow of Crawford to maybe say, hey, shape up, because we're going to see if this guy can be a number one.
Yeah, man, that's it's distinctly possible that they see Scott Darling as a long-term answer here. But just a week and a half ago, Corey Crawford was playing some of his best hockey of the year.
Right.
He had a great couple of week stretch where he looked healthy, he was quick, he was big, and he was giving up one goal a game for a while there, and he looked really strong. I wouldn't read too much into it. There's no way they go into the Stanley Cup playoffs with Scott Darling as their number one goalie, barring catastrophe in the next few weeks. But you always want to push your number one. You always want to make him looking over his shoulder and make him motivated. You don't want him to get slack. You don't want him to be lackadaisical. You don't want him to get lazy. There's nothing wrong. And frankly, Corey Crawford plays too much. He likes to play, and Joel lets him play. He shouldn't play as much as he plays when you have competent backups like Raanta and Darling. Maybe they just want to give him some rest leading into the playoffs, but there's no way Corey Crawford's not the number one come these playoffs. Next year and year beyond that, there's a lot of money involved. A lot of factors can come into play. This summer's going to be awfully interesting, and let's just put it that way.
And Raanta's got to be on the block right now, right?
You know, I think so. I talked to Stan about that a few weeks ago, and I asked him point blank, I mean, are you going to have all three of these goalies on your roster next year? And he said, absolutely. He said, there's no way we're not going to re-sign Scott Darling, and we like Antti Raanta. We're keeping him here. You look at last year, what a disaster was. They had no depth in goal, and you had, you know, Kent Simpson playing in the third period in Toronto. It was a nightmare. They need all three of these goalies. They might, if they're that desperate to get a Jeff Petrie or something like that, and they're going to put Raanta out there, that's a big, bold call, because right now you're going to need three goalies. Every team needs three competent goalies.
All right, you're the longtime hockey guys. We let you go. You have any? You know, you mentioned that some of the times, time for some of the Hawks who haven't really played very well to flip that switch and start doing it. Now you're down one of the best players in the game. You believe that's what's going to happen, Mark? You have a gut feeling about this one way or the other?
Say that again. You cut out for a second.
You mentioned that some of the Hawks haven't played very well this year. They've underachieved, and they need now to flip the switch because Patrick's gone one of the best players in the game. What's your level of belief on that? Do you think the switch gets flipped here a little bit and the Hawks return, even without Patrick, and hold themselves together here, keep at least stay right where they are?
I think it's a better chance of happening than not. I wouldn't say I'm entirely confident in it based on the way the season has gone, but Patrick Sharp, he was their best forward in 2010 and 2013 in the playoffs. Sean Bickel loved the big, bright stage. They do better on it than they do in the regular season. There's reason to believe it can happen. I don't know if it will.
Okay.
There you have it. Mark Lazarus from the Sun-Times covers the Blackhawks. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
We've got Steve Stone at the bottom of the hour to talk some baseball. And guess who's going to join us at 2:45?
I don't know.
One of our favorite play-by-play broadcasters, Randy Moeller.
Now go home and get your shine box.
Our buddy.
Our guy.
That's 2:45.
Perfect.
Dan Durkin at 3, second half. Joe Creedy, 5 o'clock today.
Who are you crapping?
You got the score.
Oh, my God.
The Score is your official home for White Sox spring training baseball. Listen to our first game on Wednesday, March 4th, when Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson bring you all the action live from Glendale as the Sox take on the Dodgers. Our coverage starts at 1:55, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's spring training baseball station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Here is the latest on Dez Bryant. NFL media reports the police in Lancaster, Texas, generated an incident report after they were called to a Walmart parking lot back in 2011. And in that incident, a witness reported seeing a female, quote, being dragged from one vehicle to another, end quote, and that Dez Bryant's name is mentioned in the report. So something happened. There is something there, at least enough to warrant an incident report. But still, nobody is saying they've seen tape of that. No charges have been filed, so we don't know what happened. At this point, I'm not going to speculate about what Bryant may have done or what's going to happen to this guy, not until I see the tape. He may have done something reprehensible, or he may not have been directly involved in whatever happened. I need to see the tape. What I'm saying is we should all wait until we see the tape, if in fact one even exists. I'm Jim Rome.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
The Home Depot now has a new line of reclaimed wood look porcelain tile starting at just $249 per square foot. So let's not just talk stylish, let's talk tough. With the look and feel of real rustic reclaimed wood, a price you can't beat, floors and walls you can't beat up. Let's do this. Reclaimed wood look porcelain tile starting at just $249 per square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No, me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS. CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We know Corey Crawford is the guy moving forward come playoff time. But right now, Pat, if I'm Joel Quenneville and Scott Darling wins here tonight and he wins in Florida, I keep playing until he loses. It's his net to lose because you need points. And let's not forget about the teams that are sitting behind you right now.
Wow. There you have it.
Now, and as Jason pointed out correctly, when you hear something from Eddie O, that is usually something, if not directly influenced,
yeah,
from,
it's not a random thought.
From the top of the team, yes. It is informed by team information.
Yes. He is not, that is not a random thought, dot, dot, dot.
It sounded like he was already sure that Darling would make the start tonight.
Sounded like it.
That's what, well, he said. Because
we'll
he said tonight and at Florida.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he knows his. I look.
So we'll see.
It's gonna be a long road. It's gonna be a long road these next couple months, isn't it?
But with everything that's going on.
Yep.
Are you watching this video right now of the escaped alpacas? By the way.
No.
That in Arizona there are alpacas on the loose.
It's Stone's house.
We're going to ask him.
Steve.
There are two wayward alpacas. I don't imagine they're dangerous other than spitting on people. Originally, they were reported as llamas, and now Twitter is informing people that it's alpacas instead of llamas. They're in Sun City, Arizona. They're being pursued by local authorities who have them surrounded. So further updates as events warrant, but just if you are there, then certainly be careful. Now, we've got a thought here on the Derrick Rose conversation we were having about timetable or no.
Yeah.
This is what Brandon says. If I'm the Bulls, I absolutely put the timetable out there. I tell him he's going to follow the doctor's protocol this time. He's tried it his way. It obviously didn't work. Let him and his camp of idiots be upset if they want to. He's not a star anymore. He hasn't earned that treatment. If he wants to sit when the docs tell him he's ready to go, then I'm exhausting all avenues to make sure he doesn't get paid. His selfishness has hurt this team for too long. I'm done catering to him.
I was watching, I don't know how the hell I got to it, where it was today. I was looking, you know, as usual, going through this and going through that. And there was some stuff from Derek at 2010 and 11. It was against the Heat and dunking the ball and just playing, you know. And oh, my God. It's been so long, you forget. You know, you absolutely kind of forget what it was and what it is now. Maybe that's my long one. Maybe Brandon's right. I personally don't think they'll do that, but Maybe they will. I don't know that I would. I'd be frustrated with him, but I don't know that I'd want to call him out on this because it just looks bad. I mean, look, you were the villain the first time. The Bulls were the villain the first time.
Yeah, that was a long time.
What are you
time
doing?
Ago.
What are you treating him like that for? He says he's not ready. He's not ready. So shut up. Go away. Leave him alone.
But that was a long time ago.
I know. But I'm telling you, some of that stuff, boy, oh boy. Man.
Steve Stone is coming up after an update.
Scoreboard update.
Coming up to 2:30 and from the Chicago Wolves update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves host Milwaukee this Sunday at 3 at Allstate Arena, part of the Amtrak rivalry. The Blackhawks in Florida tonight, first time they've been on the ice since Patrick Kane went down with the broken clavicle. So will the Hawks exact revenge for the Panthers' hit on their star? We shall see. Surgery yesterday for Kaner. He's gone for 3 months. Trade deadline's coming up on Monday. And Scott Darling likely in net for tonight for the Blackhawks. The Bulls, on the other hand, a flat effort last night against Charlotte, losing to the Hornets 98-86. Derrick Rose reportedly set for surgery tomorrow, and then they'll try and determine a timetable for his return. As for the rest of the Bulls, they host KG and the T-Wolves tomorrow night. A report out of Dallas says it is unlikely that Rajon Rondo, surprise, surprise, that he returns to the Mavs next year. Suspended for a game this week by the team after a blow-up with coach Rick Carlisle. Judge has ruled in favor of Vikings running back Adrian Peterson, so that pretty much clears the way for reinstatement. Statement. Not set yet, though. Josh McCown is negotiating a contract with the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo News says that should all be wrapped up by Friday, and the Chiefs were set to release tight end Anthony Fasano today. Baseball, K-Rod going back to the Brewers. Reliever signs a two-year deal. The terms not disclosed. The scoreboard update brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. And get to Subway and experience better for you and great-tasting grilled chicken strips on your favorite sandwich, like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki or chicken and bacon ranch melt. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We expect to have conversation with our guy Steve Stone in just a while. Spring training is up and running, and just check in with him because he's, I'm sure he's been around already doing his thing as he always does. He loves the fall league. He loves it all. You start talking about his offseason, you know where it starts.
Yeah, it's sort of like the first Robin of spring. When you can say Steve Stone joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You know, this is, to me, the official start of baseball season.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Stoney.
Hello, boys. How you doing? This is quite a day out here, and we're getting closer to the first game, which is pretty exciting, especially this year, by the way.
What's going on out there that's so fun? Are you chasing the alpacas, or what's going on? Are you okay?
No, actually, I went to the ballpark today, and I took a look at the overall team and seemingly the attitude, and it's kind of the same attitude that the guys had at Sox Fest. It seemed like, for whatever reason, this team that obviously has a lot of new and moving parts had some confidence that I haven't seen in a while coming out of the White Sox organization this early. I mean, everybody is optimistic at this point, but sometimes the optimism has a certain amount of realism to go with it. And I think this year with seven guys that look to be of great help to this organization, I think the optimism is justified.
All right, I'll be a realist. You still have an unsettled situation at second base. You still have the back end of the rotation. I don't think that John Danks is any good at baseball, and I'm not sure how fast they want to move Carlos Rodon along. Uncertain about whether the Connor Gillespie is a full-time major league power-producing third baseman as you want that position to be.
No, that won't happen. He's a good hitter. But if you're looking for power and run production out of third base, you're probably looking at somebody else. But at least at this point, it's going to be Connor Gillespie.
All right. So what about second base? That you have a position there unsettled, and Gordon Beckham says that he's going to compete for it. I don't think the organization brought him back to intend that he has that position back, all his. But that's still a spot where they say, oh, it's great to have competition. Sure, but it doesn't mean you got a guy.
Well, Micah Johnson is the guy that holds probably the biggest upside, although you have to like Sanchez and what he looked like last year. Sanchez being a switch hitter and Johnson being a left-hand hitter with speed gives you some options there. Gordon gives you a great glove, but it could very well be that he'll be platooning at third before we get done with spring training. So at least you have options. But I don't think there's a perfect team out there. And in this year, in looking at this team, talent-wise, with the additions to the bullpen, I mean, a lot of people don't understand that Dan Jennings is a pretty good addition. You just don't hear, much about him. And then you look at what he accomplished last year, a 1.34 ERA and 47 appearances with Miami, and you say, you know what? Not so bad. You got Zach Duke out there. You got David Robertson out there. So the bullpen is much improved. And that's one of the things. Last year, third from the bottom in bullpen ERA was one of the things. When Robin walked out there, he looked out there and couldn't find anybody to bring in. This year, he'll have some options, and that gives him an opportunity to move things around a bit with some settled positions that he didn't have last year. I think 1-6 in the batting order can be probably as strong as anybody. And when I look at the three teams that are going to be there, you talk about Detroit and Kansas City and Cleveland, I don't see talent in those three teams that lays over what the White Sox will bring to the party come opening day. In the last couple of years, I couldn't say that because I thought the other teams very much out-talented the Sox. It showed up during the course of the season. And, you know, with the caveat of staying healthy, if they can do that, the top three in the pitching rotation are pretty strong. I mean, when you can run Chris Sale out there and Jeff Samardzija at two and Jose Quintana at three, there's a couple of teams that can run three guys out there.
Right.
Maybe close, but mm-hmm. I don't know if there's too many that can run them out there any better than those three.
Yeah, I think you mentioned the bullpen, Stoney, and I thought that's where, obviously, the White Sox lost a lot of damn games. It wasn't a great White Sox team last year, obviously, but you lost a lot of damn games late. You led a lot of games, and a lot of them just kind of, poof, they disappeared late in games. And I'm not sure, you know, I don't think that'll happen as frequently this year. At least it doesn't look like it. You know, sometimes baseball looks like one thing and does another, but it doesn't appear that it'll be quite as easy to pry that lead away.
No, certainly when Robin was taking a walk out there and he was looking at Ronald Belisario and Donny Veal.
That's your guy, Donny Veal. You own Donny Veal.
Yes. Well, I owned him when he was a starting pitcher with the Cubs at Peoria, where he was really good. And then when he lost a whole lot and came back and was really bad, the ownership kind of went away.
No, but, you can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to do that.
No, that's not the rules of the game.
So once you own somebody, he's yours for life?
Yeah, you got to have that. You got to wear it.
I own Gordon Beckham for life. I still got him.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't lose him. He's mine.
No, he's obviously he's obviously back. We'll give them a terrific club wherever they put him, and hopefully Gordon can figure out some way to hit the baseball more consistently. I don't know how he's going to do that. Obviously,
like being a different person, apparently.
Yeah, you know, it hasn't been easy for him after that rookie season. He's had his moments, but entirely not great. They'll look to him for some defense and, you know, hitting guys that don't throw real hard on the inside part of the plate. There's a few of those guys around, by the way.
Yeah, but you mentioned Robin and what he's walking out and what he's seeing and what he has now at his disposal as far as managing that bullpen. Do you think that Robin Ventura is growing as a manager? And if so, how?
We're going to be able to tell a lot more about Robin this year than we were able to tell the last 2 years. Now, in his first year, the team did pretty well and, you know, was leading for 117 days. And Robin was a rookie manager who made rookie manager mistakes. It's really difficult to evaluate a guy in his first year. The last couple of years, there, quite frankly, wasn't enough talent to say, well, you know, Robin missed this and he missed that. There was no talent. You're not going to win with no talent. This will be the year. This is fourth year of being a major league manager. You'll be able to tell a whole lot about Robin because he's going to have some talent and how he uses that talent and how he manipulates to get the best out of his bullpen, to make sure that bullpen stays healthy, to take his lineup and put the guys in that lineup. I mean, what times will he use Adam LaRoche defensively at first base, and what time will he go with Jose Abreu? LaRoche is a master as far as a defender is concerned, and will hit the ball out of the ballpark. And, you know, Robin's going to have to figure out when to take advantage of that great glove, and when you feel like you're going to score a lot of runs, you might want to put Abreu in there. He's not going to give you the defense that LaRoche is going to give you. So for me, in a game that's going to end up, you know, if you foresee a game that's going to end up 3-2, 2-1, you might want the defense of LaRoche in that game. So it's not going to be, in my estimation, just a straight platoon system. You know, you get a right-hand pitcher, you see LaRoche. You get a left-hander, you might see Abreu, whatever the case may be. Robin's going to be able to have options this year that he didn't have before, and then we're going to be able to really tell. I think he's growing in the job. We'll tell at the end of this year.
You know, you mentioned Adam LaRoche, and he's a guy that we, you know, obviously we haven't gotten to a season, so haven't been a lot of conversation. But boy, around baseball, what I've read about who did well in the offseason, the White Sox are real high on that list, by the way, of the best off seasons in baseball this year. People love Adam LaRoche, Stoney. Yeah. I mean, they just love him. His leadership, the kind of guy he is, the kind of clubhouse guy he is. And we know he's up there in years. But all this stuff sounds to me like it's sort of the perfect thing to put in the middle of this White Sox clubhouse.
Well, it certainly was for a number of different reasons. Obviously, the first year without Paul Konerko, who gave a certain amount of leadership from that role. And I'm not saying that you come in from the first day and you anoint yourself as a leader of the team. LaRoche isn't that kind of guy. But he is a guy who's gotten rave reviews. Forget the field. I mean, he's going to be pretty good in the field. He's going to hit home runs. He comes off of his last two stops in the major leagues, granted, being the National League, but his last two stops were tough places to hit home runs. And he's going to a place that that is not all that tough to hit home runs. But there's some leadership qualities that he has in the clubhouse, and that's going to really help him, along with a really good glove. I mean, this is a guy that defensively is going to be a huge plus to a team that could use a little defense. And I think this year the defense could be considerably better. You got Melky in left field, not a great left fielder, but certainly a whole lot better than Vicieto. And, you're going to have Adam Eaton for a full season.
You will not have Adam Eaton for a full season, and you know it.
Well, I'm not going to tell you he's going to be 162, but I would think it's realistic for 145. I think that you could probably look at it and hopefully for that. And I don't think you can predict such an early exit from Avisaíl García, and he looks to be in pretty good shape. My one concern was that he would gain some weight and slow down in the outfield. Doesn't appear that he's done that. So, it looks to be a better defensive team. And it looks to be a team that offensively is going to score more runs. I mean, at times last year, they were very much offensively challenged. Sometimes you were out there with Abreu and the Pips. And so this year, I think there's going to be some guys on either side of Abreu that are going to give him some firepower. So other guys have to worry about, four or five guys in that lineup, especially, as I say, the first six in the order can be really tough to deal with, I believe.
All right, Stoney, we look forward to the season, my friend, and our continued visits. You enjoy what's left of the spring training, and we will see you soon.
Okay, have a good show, and we're going to be talking a lot this year, and hopefully it'll be very positive.
You got it, my friend.
That is Steve Stone. Indeed, he will be a baseball presence on this show and elsewhere on the station to which you are listening. We'll be talking with Randy Moeller, the radio play-by-play voice of the Florida Panthers, next on Boers and Bernstein.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
852-4144.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that will show you how you could earn returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is secured to the property. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor with minimal risk, then call 1-800-542-6545
14. Call now to get your free tax lien kit, then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500. All from home, with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-542-6514 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Chicago area. Call 800-542-6514. That's 800-542-6514 for your free tax lien kit now. Brought to you by GTLN. Individual results may vary.
Consider the alternative. You can choose between overpriced, overmarketed razors and low-quality, cheap razors that tear up your face. Harry's was created to offer a great shave at a fair price. Harry's was built out of respect for craftsmanship, simple design, and modern convenience. And most importantly, for guys who know they shouldn't have to overpay for a great shave. Harry's design and manufacture their own products using an exact construction process and only the finest materials. By selling directly to you online, they're able to offer a great shave at a price accessible to everyone. Their blades and shave products are made with quality construction. The handles are designed to be simple and modern. The shaving cream comes from the same chemists who make creams for high-end brands. The result, a set of modern shaving products made with respect for the tradition of a good clean shave. Harry's starter set includes a razor, three Harry's high-quality German engineered blades, and a bottle of shaving cream, all shipped straight to your door for free. Go to harrys.com and enter the code Chicago at checkout to get $5 off your first order of a starter set. That's right, with the code Chicago, you can get a month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's harrys.com, code Chicago at checkout, and change the way you shave forever.
When you're looking for the best deals on top quality paint, shop Menards, where you get the best brands, best quality, and best price, period. This week at Menards, save big on Dutch Boy DuraClean interior paint. It has a self-priming formula for a beautiful look that stays clean. Now at Menards, save $4 per gallon on Dutch Boy DuraClean interior flat paint. That's $20 on 5-gallon pails. Your savings place for top quality paint, Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
February, a month that celebrates the leaders of our country, faces that grace our currency and are carved into stone in a national park. February, Auto Show Month in Chicagoland. Millions flock to see the new, the shiny, the powerful that Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram have to offer. And while you can see the 2015 stars at the show, the place to get a real deal is in Crystal Lake or online at clcjd.com. Crystal Lake, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram posts real pricing on an inventory over 600 new vehicles. The price you see is the price you pay. You'll get real savings with 0% financing for 84 months, $500 to $5,000 factory rebates, no payments for 90 days, and top dollar for your trade. Plus, the new leasing regulations that went into effect in January may allow you to drive more vehicle for less money. So if you want a real deal where you keep more of those famous faces in your pocket, get to the President's Day event at Crystal Lake, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram on Route 31, just north of Route 176, or online at clcjd.com. Offers with okay credit on select new models ending 3-2-15. Financing based on $1,180 per thousand. Finance see dealer for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
5-on-4 now for only 15 seconds out in front. Here's Bukestad, left face off Dutch shot. He scores! Tricky Nicky Bukestad! I want a golden goose, Daddy, and I want it now! Another power play goal by the Panthers. Tricky Nicky Bukestad gets his team leading 18th of the year.
There it is. On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's our guy. We love him, Boris and Bernstein. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Back to the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Randy Moeller is that voice of the Florida Panthers. And this is a team that really hasn't scored all that many goals and doesn't look in most games like that's the kind of game they
play. But they're in the fight.
So they're in the fight. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if it's when you have a team that is not the offensive powerhouse, Randy, if you sit there with these fabulously prepared goal calls and now you've got like a long waiting list trying to get through them all.
Well, most nights, guys, great. It's great to be on your show again. It's been a long time and that. And I always appreciate being the invitation. Yeah, I think sometimes, you know what, I'm ready to pull the trigger and the Panthers don't score. And then when they do score and I let something go, I usually pull something in my lower body.
Lower body injury for the former player.
Yeah, you can fill in the blanks there, can't you? How are you guys doing up there?
Okay.
We're great.
You know, there's some Blackhawks fans who, idiot Blackhawks fans who are demanding that the Hawks do something to avenge their fallen star, even though I didn't really think it was that bad a hit at all. I thought a 2-minute minor was appropriate.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate, and believe me, I'm a big Patrick Kane fan. I mean, I love the way he plays, and he's great for the sport, the league, and that. It's unfortunate that he got hurt on that play. It wasn't. I don't believe it was a dirty hit. The stick hit him on the hips, you know, on the pants, and mm-hmm. that. Now, if they would have cross-checked him from behind in the shoulders or in the neck, and he went head first, I wouldn't be. I would have changed my tune here talking with you guys, but it wasn't. It's just unfortunate that it was a player of a Patrick Kane and that. And I feel bad because the Hawks. He's a big part of their team and stuff. Hopefully, he can recover very quickly and then he can jump back in the lineup.
Yeah, I think that, you know, they're talking about 12 weeks. I think it probably won't be that long, Randy. But you know, Quinville has already kind of put it out there. Don't you know? We're not looking for revenge. That's not what we need at this point. And I agree with that. I mean, it'd be silly to do anything with the Panthers. Absolutely silly at this point, because the Hawks are going to be able to fight for their lives, I would think, without Kane, at least in some way, shape, or form. It's going to be a little more difficult.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't need to protect Alex Petrovic, the defenseman. He's just a young defenseman. He's not that type of player. He's not a dirty player. He didn't go out there, I don't think, intent. I'm going to put Patrick Kane out for 12 weeks, of course. No, he's a physical defenseman. But you know what? We've seen some serious injuries this year, and especially lately in that. These players have to be responsible for their action, whether it's a stick or hit from behind and stuff like that. The league's trying to do everything they can to try and cut those down to a minimum, but they're still going to happen, guys. It's still a physical game. It's still an emotional game, and we're never going to get all that element out of the game, and nor do we want to. We want to keep that physical. That's what makes the game so special. If everybody was out there in tutus and leggings or whatever, there'd be nobody in the stands, would there?
What's Dale Tallon's big picture plan here, other than just sort of rounding up players the Hawks discard that he once liked or drafted, et cetera, which seems to be at least a part of his MO? When he talks about how the Panthers are going to win a Stanley Cup, what's the roadmap?
Well, the blueprint down here is when Dale first came down, the first thing he did was acquire as many draft picks as he could, and we had a boatload of draft picks 3 or 4 years ago and that. And now these players, and with high draft picks, hey, you don't get great players, ask the Hawk fans, in the Taves and Kane, when you don't get it when you're finishing in the top three of the league. You finish those when you finish in the bottom three. So the Panthers have been fortunate to be able to draft, and they've drafted well. Now these players, guys, are starting to be impact players. The Gabransons, the Kulikovs, and the Huberdos, and of course Barkov and Bjugstad, and now Aaron Ekblad, who you guys saw the other night in Chicago. And that, but he's building it through the draft. The one thing that you just don't know is those 40 to 50 goal scorers don't fall out of trees. And you've got to grow them organically. You can't trade for them and that. So if the one question, he's trying to build this thing through the draft. They got great goaltending, Roberto Luongo, but they still need some offense, whether it's with this club now or growing organically, or they go out in the free agency or the trade before the trade deadline. I'm not quite sure, but the Panthers need some offense.
But as we pointed out, if we started, Randy, the Panthers are hanging in the wild card. They're there. They're not that far away. They're hanging around, even with as we know, they don't score a lot of goals. Certainly, but they're still hanging around. It does appear to be a team that, like you say, just maybe another player or two, and you'd be okay.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? It was one of those prototype Florida Panther games that we saw in Chicago on Tuesday night at the United Center. Roberto Luongo with some huge saves, kept his team in the game, give them a chance to win, and that's exactly what he did. There's been so many times, that's 9 times this year that the Panthers have come back this season trailing going into the last period, and were able to either win or at least get a point. So this team's pretty resilient. The core of this hockey club is still very young and that, and with Roberto Luongo in goal, who's a veteran guy or whatever, the future looks very good. Just the big question mark is the offense. They don't have a Taves or a Kane, or they, you know, they don't have some of the high powered guys that other top teams have, top echelon teams have. They just don't have it right now, and that's, they're having to play these very, very close scoring, low scoring games. I think the Panthers, I know a week ago the Panthers were number one in the league involved in the one goal games. I think they're at the 36 one goal games, and they've won, and they got points in 30 out of the 36. So. Wow. You know, when they're in these games, they seem to be able to get a point, but, they've got 22 games left, 15 of them, including tonight, around home ice. So, and the team that they're chasing, the Boston Bruins, they've got three games against the Bruins left this year, and two of them are here in South Florida, the BB&T Center. So the table set, it's up to them if they win, and they don't have to worry about anybody else.
Is there a specific reason, Randy, why, despite being the team's primary radio play-by-play guy, you say they instead of we?
Well, I think there's, even though I'm with the team, I still, there has to be some kind of a separation. If you listen to my broadcast and that, I don't think I'm in the top third of homerism as far as broadcasters around the NHL, and I'm very proud of that. I'm never going to completely throw anybody on the team or the, you know, the Panthers or anybody on the team under the bus. I just, that's not my job and that, but I try and call it fair and that, and, I think that, I have respect around the league for doing that. Nothing sounds worse than homerism and broadcasting that's over the top. I mean,
good,
it's
for
just,
you.
It,
good
just
for
does, you. It, yeah. I just don't think there's no need for it, guys. You can still call the game. And believe me, if you listen to my broadcast, and I said it when Kane went down, I said, yep, that's a hit from behind. And at the time, the penalty to Alex Petrovic was only a 2-minute minor, but we didn't know that Kane was going to be, the injury was going to be that extensive. But I called it, I said, hey, that's a penalty, and, you know, it's 2-minute minor, and here come the Hawks, they're going on the power play. You know, I'm not going to scream up and down that the Panthers got robbed, because I try and call it the way it is.
Randy, a pleasure as always, my friend. Next time we catch up with you, maybe I would love to discuss life in Red Deer, Alberta.
Well, it's a one-horse town, and the horse only has three legs, but that's for another story at another time, guys.
You got it, my friend.
Thank you, Randy.
Thanks very
Thank
much.
Thank you, guys.
And the horse that rode in on that.
That is Randy Moeller. The radio play-by-play voice for the Florida Panthers. Oh, we've got Dan Durkin talking some Bears and NFL after the top of the hour, so keep it here. You have the score.
What is the score? We're Chicago's number one sports station. We're Mully and Henley in the morning, 5 to 9. The new Spiegel and Golf Show, middays, 9 to 1. Boers and Bernstein afternoons, 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights, 6 to 10. We're proud to be the official radio home of White Sox baseball and the voice of Chicago's fans. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
With a new car lease, you get more car for less money. And now Illinois is cutting the tax you pay. More car for less money, and now lower taxes. You can take it to the bank. Go to drivechicago.com for details. It's the lease you can do. So
Insurance knows the importance of dreams. We help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after yours. Let us prove it. Introducing Matthew Santos. His dream is to be on the radio. And now he is.
And you seem like the perfect match with another one down the hatch. Drunk on this hopeful throw and the object.
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Company, American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/31/15. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Loyalty can be hard to find these days. That's why at Advance Auto Parts, we've decided to reward your dedication with some loyalty of our own. Introducing Speed Perks, the most generous parts rewards program out there. For every $30 you spend, we'll give you $5 back on your next qualified purchase. No card to carry, no points to keep track of, and your rewards are good on everything in the store. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
See store to sign up or visit speedperks.com for details.
Hi folks, Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-951-7944. 800-951-7944.
Terms vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Chicago? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking